Hakdama to Shmoneh Esrei. The Esem Pasht Shmoneh Esrei is the ikur of all the Tefillin. It's certainly the central aspect of the Gimel Tefillin. And Chasidim Rishonim, it says the Rishon Shalachas Lifnei Shemispalim Shalachas After Shemispalim. It's after Shmoneh Esrei. The ikur was the Tefillin Shmoneh Esrei. As a matter of fact, La Halacha is brought down, and we're really supposed to be Shalachas. And the Kimdomani Supreme Godin brings down that that's the old Hakdama that we have, so Sukkot Zimmer and everything else takes Berach HaShoachas, depending on where you daven and how you daven. And Shoah Davka or Lava Davka, we'll see when you get to by Nida, we'll see when you get to preparing oneself. Is a Davka or is a Lava Davka? However, certainly in the times of Chazal, it was Dafka. It says that they used nine shoyis, tesha shoyis. It says that after that they were spending tesha shoyis in Mizbal. How did they have time to learn? How did they have time to do malacha? It says mitoch shechasidim oyim, so you malach to mizbareches, and they would have siyata d'shmaya d'olimud. L'mayis Shmoneh Esrei is Chazal say that there's 120 zakenim, mehem neviim, that were mesakin tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. That means anshe kenes hagadolo. It's really the Esem, the earliest way the Revolver says it. It's the earliest sefer that we have that is learned. The Rizal Amalaf and it came beforehand. But the sefer that we have from Chazal, not the Torah, the sefer that we have from Chazal, this is the earliest sefer that we have. It became many hundreds of years before Mishnayis and before Gemara. And what? No, the end of Nach. Mehem Neviim, Chagin Zachari Malachi, were Chilik of Anshe Knesset Gedolo. Nach is Teresh Mikstav. This is the first Teresh Baal Peh that we have from Chazal. Memela, it's a davar poshet that if you're Medaik in a Gemara, Medaik in Mishnayis, your Zifar can be Medaik in the Lashon of the Tefillah, says Revolva. That's learn it up, like instead of davening it up, you should learn it up. Now, the Nefesh HaChaim says, Ki Yodua, that they were kollel in the Lashon of Shmoneh Esrei, many different seders. The words, the amount of letters, the amount of words, the amount of are correspond to different psukim and different things, and he says that every tefillah that a person davens from the time that they were masakin the tefillah till you make the Mashiach, there will never be one tefillah that's the same as the other tefillah, and each one causes different tikkunim in their lamais, kafi the timing, kafi the chelik of the tefillah, kafi what time it is, and memela, there's no way for us to properly know exactly what's included in the tefillah. However, we could know that l'chol apachis that if there were neviim that were involved in being masakin it, then certainly it's something which causes tikkunim in their lamais, that we should do our best to try to be mekayim our chiyuv in the chelik of being mitbal. Now, what are the yurches? Chazal asking brachas, chafches. Hani yurches kenegin me. These Shmoneh Esrei brachas, what is it kenegin? Amar filbrei de vishmo bar nechmeni kenegin yudches kaskar shamar David. Behavu l'Hashem b'nei elam. Behavu l'Hashem means to give to Hashem praises of b'nei elam. Chazal and Megillah Daf Yizayin, they learn out that we're supposed to say avos from this pasuk of behavu l'Hashem b'nei elam. Elam is the chazokim. And give, we are supposed to give praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam al yedei the avos. What does it mean al yedei the avos? How is being maskir the avos a praise to Hashem? Because the only way that we can properly understand the Ribbono Shel Olam's chesed is we look at Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the quintessential Baal chesed. We see etvas, we can see a human being that reached such levels of chesed, and it's a fraction of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can appreciate how much chesed the Ribbono Shel Olam has. We have Yitzhak that was able to get to Gura, to Din, and he was able to, then we can appreciate that Maila from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yaakov Avinu, Emes, Feres, that Milo that we're able to get through the ovaries, we're able to recognize the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the first three brachas are, to be Mesadr the Shevach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How are we Mesadr? Through the ovaries, by perceiving the ovaries and their Milos, we're able to come to the godless of the Me'ain, the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the first thing. The Gemara says afterwards, Keneged Amr Yisrael Amar Keneged Yudchas Haskar Shabekriyah Shema. This is also Kriyah Shema Kinir is the Kabbalah Zomach Shamayim, and this is Ahemshech the Kabbalah Zamar Shemayim. Amar Rav Tanuchan Amar Yishuv and Levi Kineged Shmuel Nasser Chuliyu Shabesedra. Kineged the 18 chalakim of the spine that the vertebrae in the spine that we have 18 brachas kineged that. What sheikh is does not after the next because we have 18 vertebrae. Therefore, we have 18 knuckles in our fingers. Also, then we have 20 knuckles. We have 40. We should have 30. Then we should have 30 brachas. What does one have to do? I think the pashtus is that the nekuda of the it says when you bend for baruch, you're supposed to achieve spakhu kol achuliyah shebeshedra. You're supposed to bend down so much that all of your chuliyahs stand out. In other words, that's total achna. You bend down so much that you could feel it in every single aspect, in every single chelik of the spine. So that's really what tefillah is. Tefillah is total achnot to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be makir. What's achnot? To be makir that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tefillah is not just an ATM machine, or maybe specifically not an ATM machine. It is the way to get what we want from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It is the way, but it's much more than that. Even when a person is not lacking something, it's the hakara, day in and day out, three times a day, then everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you're not missing something, it's because the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that gave it to you. And if you are missing something, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam that could be mashlim that chesser, could help you out. It's that hakar, it's the total achna, that I have nothing for myself, all milas that I have are from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and all chasronis that I have can be filled by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Can I get that? Agav, Maimar Muzgar, the Rishonim bring down, Ben Yena, other Rishonim, Kolboy, other Rishonim bring down another thing, though it's not mentioned in the Gemara. One of the things it says, Keneged, I'll just mention it because the time of the year is Garam. In this passage, in Parshas Pekudei, it says 18 times, Kasher Tzivah Hashem is Moshe. Keneged, those 18 times, say the Rishonim, that we have the 18 brachas. What Shaykh is also? That's the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the Mokim of the Avodah, and that what they call the Olam Beinoni, in other words, is the Olam Gadol, which is the entire universe, is the Olam Katan, which is the Mensch, and is the Olam Beinoni, which is the Mishkan or the Mikdash, and each is connected, each other, each parallels and corresponds to the Chalakim of each other. It's also the Mishkan is the Mokim Mikdash, is the Mokim of the Tvilim. Ezra Avoida Shibalev, Avir is the Tvilim, it's Avoida. It's Avoida. The tefillahs are keneged karbonis tiknum, keneged ovis, keneged karbonis tiknum, but it's also, it's all a chilek of the same avoida to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Shmoneh Esrei brachos is. Now, me'ikra adin, there's a person has to be mechavin. Really, the biggest hakdama I would think to Shmoneh Esrei is to just learn through the halacha and Simen Tzadichet and Shulchan Aruch. That's the biggest is Eruz, and the biggest is the Halacha Psukah. If you learn through the Halachas, you'll see exactly what it is. Kiyudua, everybody knows, maybe we'll start the other way around, because you always start with the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, in his first Shtickle in Sefer, he says that there's two Halakim, two Kavana in Tvila. There's one, the first Chalak is the Kavana Pirush Hamilas of what you're saying, and the second Chalak is that, you know that you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, he says, that's the Chorim HaFurush in Halacha, that's not a big Kiddush. Masbal Tzach Sheikhavim believe it, Pirush HaMilayt. The Mechaber says in Tzadichet. The Yachshek Ilo Shechina Kenegdai, it's Mefurush. Not only that, the special Halacha is because the Shechina Kenegdai, even though in Shema you don't have to have a covering on the top of your body, however, on Shemoneh Esrei you do have to cover the top of your body. You're speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam Mamash. And Mamela, you have to realize, like the Mesillas Sharim says, that it's the hardest aspect of the Tefillah. It's Bimakar because our eyes cannot perceive it. We don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, but if you think about it, he says a little bit, you'll be able to realize that you're Mamash speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the Ikar. You're standing there speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam, so much so that when you say, Eis HaShalom B'Raimah, we go back, we go to the left first, then we go to the right. Why do we go to the left first? Because it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Kilu Kenegadas, and it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu is right. Or to the left is a Kaddish Baruch Hu is right. Mamash Kilu is a Kaddish Baruch Hu is standing there, versus not supposed to be mafting in between. We're Mamash speaking, we have the Echirlis to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Mamela, that says, what's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim? The Chiddush of Reb Chaim is that even though the first aspect of Tefillah, Pirush HaMilos, is only Ma'akev in the first Bracha Shemoneh Esrei, however, the aspect of being makir that you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says that's makir in the Gantz Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know if we go with this, but the Nekuda, if we did, we're in trouble. But the Nekuda is a Chashva Nekuda, and certainly that is, if you look at it, it says, the If you're speaking to a king, how many times did you go over what you said? They shouldn't mess up. Every time that they daven, it was ki'ilu as they were getting to the Ma'ilas HaNevuah. And it's misbatal all machshavos, you ki'ilu in a different belt. And the halach is, you're not supposed to daven after you, if you did something that's matched your kavana, or if you came back from a trip. It says, because by name we can't be makbid on that. Because b'chlal, we don't have as much kavana as we should have. However, all these things are, the ikar tefillah is the kavana of the tefillah. It's not the ma'isa tefillah, but it's the kavana of the tefillah. To be makir that you stand in front of the Rebbe Shalom. To be makir that every, to be makir the kavana, to understand the kavana of everything that we're saying. That's the ikar. And somebody that really appreciates this, the Kuzri says that tefillah is, just to quote his lashon, he says, "Tiayetahi shavu adam espalal leivz manoi upiriyoi." It should be the time when a person is davening. It should be the heart of his time, the heart of his whole day, and the pri of his whole day, the ikar of his whole day. It should be the time that he's davening. Biashari toisav kidrochim amagim aleisahi, and the rest of the day should be just tuffel. To how do you get to the time of the davening? If you would appreciate that, imagine a person knows that he's having nevuah. You're going to speak to the Rebbe Shalom. You would spend your whole day preparing for that time. They would get to the special gashmi. It's just a whole different way of looking at davening. It's not just that it's one of the things we have to do so we can get back to what we're doing the rest of the day. It's the other way around. Everything that we do the rest of the day is just so we should be able to get back to the tefillah. We would be able to appreciate it. It's one of the things she b'nei adam mezalz and krum zulas b'nei adam. But it's worthwhile to spend a little bit of time learning the Pirush HaMilu and understanding what's going on. And the halacha is lechatchila, before you start davening, you're supposed to take a minute to be able to be mechav in your leiv before you start davening. V'yachshev koydim hatfila meyirimimu sakel yisala b'shiflas ha'adam. So the Rama says, that is the haktama to davening, and I think that's really the Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach. If a person does what he's supposed to do beforehand, he thinks about the Reimu Musakel Yisale, automatically he'll have that Bakosha Hashem, Hashem is the Adon Shali. Tzvatai Tiftach, please open up my lips. Enable me to daven properly, because you'll be awestruck by just the hakara that you have, the yecholus, and you are be'etzim standing in front of the Melech Malchei Melachim, and we're given the ability and the schus to stand before him. Somebody that has that hakara, automatically he's going to want to, he needs to ask for siyata d'shmaya, they should be able to daven, open his mouth properly, and daven with kavanah.